Trump campaigns with Lacan Riley's parents, Biden says I shouldn't have called murder suspect illegal. By John Binder on March 11, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is using his 2024 presidential bid to bring awareness to the plight of angel families, like the parents of Lacan Riley, who was murdered allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says I shouldn't have called the murder suspect illegal. Over the weekend, Trump held a campaign rally in Rome, Georgia, where angel parents John Phillips, her stepfather, and Allison Phillips attended and met with the president. 16 days ago, Lacan went out for a morning jog, Trump told the crowd. She was in great shape. She wanted to keep herself that way. And she never came back, never came back. They knew something was wrong. An illegal alien criminal who Joe Biden intentionally released into our country has been charged with murder, and he's released tens of thousands of people like this. Tens of thousands. Because you know, they come from jails, and they come from mental institutions. He released them into our country. Emphasis added. Biden has implemented a formal policy that illegal aliens who intrude into the United States are granted immunity from deportation, Trump said in Rome. Thus, when this monster showed up at our border, he was set free immediately under the program that Crooked Joe created. Under pressure to acknowledge Riley's murder, Biden mispronounced her name at his State of the Union SOTU address, calling her Lincoln Riley. Biden also called her accused murderer an illegal during the speech, while downplaying the murder. But how many of thousands of people are being killed by illegals? Biden said. Then, in an interview over the weekend with MSNBC, Biden suggested he regretted using the term illegal to describe Ibarra, but did not mention his mispronouncing of Riley's name. I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented, Biden said. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border in more orderly flow, but I don't share his, Trump's, view at all. On February 22, Riley went for a jog around the University of Georgia, UGA, campus in Athens, Georgia. When she did not return for hours, her roommate called the police, who went searching for her. Later that day, Riley's body was found bludgeoned in a wooded area. The following day, 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela was arrested and charged with kidnapping and murdering Riley. According to Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officials, Ibarra arrived at the United States-Mexico border in September 2022 near El Paso, Texas, and was quickly released into the nation's interior by Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. More than 6 months before Riley's murder, Ibarra was arrested in New York City for allegedly injuring a child and violating motor vehicle rules. The city's sanctuary policy ensured that Ibarra was released from jail instead of being turned over to ICE agents. Then, in October 2023, Ibarra was given a citation in Athens for shoplifting but was not turned over to ICE agents. He failed to appear in court for the charges, and a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.